Welcome to Spirit and Truth. I'm Pastor Lawrence McKinsey. This is a live program, and we are ready to receive your call. We believe God for you and your family. We believe that God can set you free because He is a miracle-working God. Listen to me carefully. God wants you to be healed. God wants you to be delivered. You can reach us right here at WCNO 772-221-1100. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, I'm Pastor Lawrence McKinsey in the studio with the program Spirit and Truth. Amen. The Lord is great and His mercies endure forever. Well, God has given us a brand new day. Amen. I don't know about you, but I give God thanks and praise. Amen. For another day. It's good to be alive. It's good to be in the presence of you today. I know that God is able to do just what He said He will do. Well, hey, we want you to know that God is still working. God is still saving soul. God is still delivering. He's still healing. He's still working miracle. And on this beautiful, beautiful Saturday, as we give God thanks and praise, I want somebody to know the program, yes, the program, Spirit and Truth is on the air. Amen. WCNO 89.9 FM, right here in Palm City. Pastor Lawrence McKinsey from the Word Church right there, I tell you, in Port St. Lucie. Now, I want somebody to know today, you can reach us right now. I don't know what you may be doing right now, but you can reach us right now. Amen. Amen. Listen, you can pick up the phone right now. Amen. And I want you to know that we are here to pray for you. We are here, amen, to just to stand in the gap for you today as we give God thanks and praise. I don't know about you today, but in the book of Psalms, amen, amen, 117, amen, it said, oh, give thanks. Praise the Lord, all ye nation. Praise Him, all ye people, for His mercy and kindness great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endure forever. Praise ye the Lord. Now, somebody need to hear that right now. You may be facing some trials or some situation, but listen, I dare you to praise the Lord. I dare you to give God thanks. But Pastor Lawrence, how could I praise God when I'm going through my trials? How could I praise God when I lost my job? How could I praise God when I lost my loved one? How could I praise God, Pastor Lawrence, when I'm going through so many? Listen. Don't you look at your situation. Amen. You keep your eyes on the King of Kings and the Lord of the Lord. Amen. That is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I want you to know, the psalmist said, oh, praise the Lord, all ye nation. I don't care wherever you may be from. Listen, you might be listening to me, amen, whatever nation you may listen, you might be from, or you here in America, amen, as a born again Christian, amen. Listen, you have to praise God, all ye people, for His mercy. A mercy and kindness is great toward us. My God, somebody had been shouting right there because of God's mercy. Amen, amen. His kindness is great toward us. Amen, amen. And the truth of the Lord endure forever. Praise ye the Lord. Now, somebody, you can reach us right now. 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. I'm here to pray with you. I'm here to stand in the gap for you. Somebody, amen. You might say, Pastor Lawrence, I want you to pray for my children. Pastor Lawrence, I need to pray for a job. Pastor Lawrence, I just need for you to come in agreement. I need a breakthrough. I need a turnaround. Listen. I'm here. We are here to pray with you and to pray for you. Amen. We are here to come in agreement. Amen. To reach heaven and with you and for you. Listen, let's go pray. Father, we give you thanks and praise right now. God, we just give you all the honor, all the glory. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word, Lord, for your words. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nation. Father, we praise you today. Oh, God, there's so much time, God, we are so ungrateful. But, Father, I ask you, Lord, to forgive us, God. For, God, we just thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercies. Father, we thank you for all you have done for us and continue to do. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the nations that praise in you. We thank you for America, God. We thank you, God, for leaders of this nation, God, president, and all those who lead this nation. We thank you, Lord, for the churches. We thank you for the people of God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your son. We thank you, Lord, because God, if it wasn't for you, God, where would we be? Father, we thank you, Lord, for bringing us here safe. We thank you, Lord, for taking us, wherever, God, we decided to go, Lord, we just give you thanks. And so, Father, today, I ask God that you continue, Lord, to be our God and Savior. Somebody under the sound of my voice right now, yes, you've been pressing hard, you've been pushing hard, and you felt like God hasn't hear you. You've been praying, and you believe that God is not hearing your prayer. But I want to encourage you today. I want you to know today, God hear the prayers of the righteous. Amen. For the Bible said He hear our prayers. And sometimes the enemy wants you to doubt God. The enemy don't want you to pray to God. The enemy don't want you to even to pick up this phone right now and call this station right now, 972-221-1100. The enemy don't want you to do that. But I want you to know today, listen. God did not give you the spirit of fear, but the spirit of a sound mind. Someone right now, under the sound of my voice right now, I feel it in my spirit realm, that you've been pushing, you've been asking God for a turnaround. You've been pushing, you've been asking God for a change. Well, I come to let you know today, listen, you can pick up that phone right now and let me pray with you. Let me encourage you. 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. The program Spirit and Truth is on the air. WCNO 89.9 FM right here in Palm City. Let's pray. Father, we give you thanks and praise, God. Father, Lord, I pray, God, for that person right now, God. They was praying and they was asking you, God, for a turning around. They was asking you, God, for a shift. Father, I pray right now, God. Father, I ask you, God, as I stand in agreement with them today, Father, I pray for a turnaround for them. God, I pray, God, that you will turn their situation around. You will turn their circumstances around for your glory and for your honor. Father, I decree and declare, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God, that it is a turnaround season for them in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody under the sound of my voice right now. Yes, you under the sound of my voice right now. I'm telling you, you went to the doctor and the doctor gave you a news and fast you can say, this news is a bad report. But I want to encourage you, amen. The doctor was only speaking the truth and let you know the truth. But I come to let you know, for the Bible said, who report that you believe in? I want to pray for somebody right now. I feel a health condition right now, a heart condition right now. Father, I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God, Lord, this male poison, it's a male. Lord, this male poison, Father, Lord, I bring John before you, Father, today in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray, God, I ask God for a supernatural healing for John right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, the doctor gave him, God, a report, God, and God, the report is bad news. But oh God, you said, by your stripes we are healed. Father, I pray for John right now. Father, I thank you, Lord, for healing John right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, you can reach us right here, 772-221-1100. Yes, we are on WCNO 89.9 FM, the program Spirit and Truth with Pastor Lawrence McKenzie from The Word Church. Somebody under the sound of my voice right now. Under the sound of my voice, listen. You right now, you're saying, listen, man, I'm just tired of hearing people pray. Listen, that's the plan of the enemy. That's the plan of the enemy. The enemy don't want you to pray. The enemy don't want you to hear us praying. But I come against the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. I plead the blood of Jesus over you right now. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now. Satan, you don't have no control over God's people. Somebody under the sound of my voice, you're praying for your children, and you've been asking God to do some supernatural things for your children. Let me pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray, God, right now for the situation. I pray, God, right now for this mother, God. Lord, as she asks God for a turnaround situation for her children. Father, I pray, God, that you will work it out for them. Let them know, God, that you will never leave them nor forsake them. Let her know, God, that you are with her and you hear her prayer in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You can reach us right here, 772-221-1100. Pastor Lawrence McKenzie, I'm telling you with the program, amen. God is great. God is worthy. God is awesome. Somebody under the sound of my voice this morning, listen to me. You got to push and you got to press your way through. I hear in the spirit realm, the Lord going to make things happen for you. Let me say it again. I heard it in the spirit realm that the Lord going to cause things to happen for you. Because of your faithfulness and your obedience unto the Lord, He's going to cause things to happen for you. I feel it up in here. You don't have nothing to do with it, but God going to make it happen for you. Just as He make it happen for Joseph when Joseph was in the pit, Joseph still had purpose inside of him. Somebody, you're going through a situation right now, but God is still with you. Somebody right now, you're facing, oh my God, eviction right now, but God said, I will cover you. I will protect you. I will give you your heart desire. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, I pray today, God, we come against every hindrance of the plans of the enemy, God, trying to destroy your people, Lord. Father, I pray, God, for that person, God, who have purpose inside of them, but Lord, they're about to give up. Lord, I pray, God, I ask you, God, on their behalf, that God, bring forth those purpose, God. Bring forth those purpose so you get the honor and you get the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Someone under the sound of my voice right now, I heard it in Port St. Lucie. You are living in Port St. Lucie. You are living in Port St. Lucie, and it's about to lose your home. You're about to lose everything. Amen. You are in Port St. Lucie, and you're about to lose everything. But I heard the Lord say, listen, you will not lose nothing in this season. I heard the Lord say, because of your faithfulness, I'm going to increase your bonds. Because of your faithfulness, I'm going to give you favor. Somebody under the sound of my voice, I hear the Lord say, I'm going to give you favor right there in Port St. Lucie. Listen, you will not lose what God give you. Father, we thank you for it right now. Lord, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory for it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There's somebody might be watching us right now on Facebook right now, and you might be saying, Pastor Lawrence, please pray for me. Well, I want to pray for you. Can I decree and declare? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father, I decree and declare, God, that person that who listened to me, God, that person, God, who listened to me right now, Father, I speak life into them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, I speak peace into them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray, God, that they would accelerate, God, the way you want them to go in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, that one who's watching right now by way of Facebook, Father, God, I ask you, God, Father, turn their situation around in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray that you will open doors for them too, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue rise up against them shall be condemned in the name of Jesus. You can reach us right now, 772-221-1100. I feel like preaching coming up here. 772-221-1100. Let me take it easy. 772-221-1100. Somebody under the sound of my voice. I feel it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Somebody under the sound of my voice. I come to let you know today. Yes, 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 yes. I come to let you know the enemy can't stop you. I want you to know the enemy can't stop what God is doing. I want you to know that you will flourish in this season. Shamataya. You will flourish in this season, thus saith the Lord. Somebody, I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ over your ministry. I decree and declare over your finances. I decree and declare over those things God give you that you will flourish in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I feel it deep down in my spirit. Somebody, you're listening to me right now. Yes, you're listening to me right now, and you only have a few days to live. You only have a few days to live. But I can't let you know. Listen to me carefully. With God, all things are possible. And I want to pray with you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Father, I pray, God, for this lady right now, God, who have only a few days to live. Father, I ask you, God. Father, I plead to you, God. I beg you, God, give her another opportunity. Give her, Lord, another chance, God. Give her, God, another one, God, so she can be able to tell the world what you have done, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I speak healing into our body. I speak healing into our spirit in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Listen, you can call us right here, Pastor Lawrence McKenzie, right here on the program. Amen. Spirit and Truth right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. You can reach us 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. Somebody, you're listening to me right now, but you need the fire of God to be ignited inside of you. Can I say it again? Someone, you listen to me right now, you need the fire of God to be ignited inside of you. Yes, yes, yes. You start to lose hope. Yes, you start to lose joy. You start to lose everything. But I want to encourage you in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak the word of God inside of you. I speak hope inside of you. I speak the things of God inside of you. I speak that God will use you for his glory in the name of Jesus Christ from Nazareth. Somebody right now. You're listening to Pastor Lawrence McKenzie right now on the program, Spirit and Truth. And you're wondering whether I should call or not, whether I should pick up that phone or not, whether I should send a text on Facebook or not. But listen, I come to encourage you. Don't let the enemy discourage you. Don't let the enemy tell you don't call. Don't let the enemy tell you don't pray. But listen to me. God want to do something for you. God want to do something for you great. God want to use you. God want to heal you. God want to deliver you. God want you to go forward. God don't want to set you back. Somebody under the sound of my voice, I keep on hearing in my spirit realm, there is somebody, you listen to me, and your ministry now been on hold for a long time. Your ministry been on hold for a long time. But I come to encourage you in the name of Jesus Christ that you will get up and arise and go forward in the ministry God has called you for in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. Somebody listen to me under the sound of my voice right now. You are listening to me right now, and you are so concerned, you are worried, and you're stressed out what happening in your life. But I want to encourage you today. I want to let you know today that God got your back, that God got everything is going. Amen. Somebody call for prayer. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, to pray for their grandson. Amen. Father, a grandchild. Amen. I decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for that grandson right now, or that grandchild right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this person, God, who's so concerned, Father, about their grandchild right now. Father, oh God, Father, I come against the plan of the enemy right now. I come against the plan of all the enemy trying to do to this grandchild right now. And Father God, I ask you to pull him or her out of the situation. Father, bring them out of the dungeon. Bring them into the marvelous life, Father. I pray your grace and mercies up on the child in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Listen, there will be no more setback for you. Somebody ought to be shouting right there. There will be no more setback for you. There will be no more setback, no more delay. I heard it in my spirit. No more setback, no more delay in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever the Lord has spoken to you, it will come to pass. Amen, amen. Hello, caller, you are on the air.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pray for God. Pray to God for his goodness and his mercy.
Amen.
I ask you to pray for each and every one.
Amen.
On this prayer line this morning.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray, God, for your grace and mercy. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the 23rd Psalm. Father, oh God, I just thank you right now. Father, I pray, God, for your grace and mercy, God, will continue up on your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray, God, I thank you for mercies, God. Without mercies, without grace, God, where will we be today? And Father, I pray, God, for those who are listening to me right now. Father, I pray for grace and mercies in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Somebody right now, you can call us right now. Amen, amen. Somebody are praying for breakthrough. Amen, amen. Let's pray for a breakthrough. Somebody texting us right now. Father, I pray for breakthrough, Father. Oh, God, only you can give the breakthrough. Father God, I don't know what that breakthrough might be. God, it might be healing breakthrough. It might be marital situation. It might be something, God, to do with our personal life. But, Lord, this person asks to pray for breakthrough. Father, I pray for breakthrough right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare, God, for your words that we must decree and declare a thing, and it shall come to pass. Father, I decree and declare, God, for breakthrough, God, for this person right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I don't know their name, God. I don't know where they are. But, Father, I pray for breakthrough in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let it be a testimony that they receive their breakthrough, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. You listen to the program, amen, amen, with Pastor Lawrence McKenzie, Spirit and Through on WCNO 89.9 FM. I thank our producer. We thank the management and staff of WCNO 89.9 FM. Amen, amen. The Lord is worthy to be praised. I don't know about you, but I feel like shouting up here. I better take it easy. Amen, I better take it easy. God been good to us. Come on, somebody. God been good to us. Listen to me. When you reach the age of 50s, man, listen, you ought to give God thanks and give God praise. Amen. When you reach the age of 50, listen, man, I tell you, those born be started getting a little cranky. But God, amen. So listen, but God, there are so much folks ain't wake up this morning. Listen, be thankful and be grateful and give God thanks and give God praise, because God is the one who do it, not ourselves, not the clock. Amen. Not listen, God did it. And this morning, I want to encourage you this morning. I want to let you know this morning, God is worthy to be praised. Somebody have to know God is worthy to be praised. Can I get somebody, amen, with Pastor Lawrence? I just going to call and say, God is worthy to be praised. Can I get somebody on the prayer line this day, amen, with Pastor Lawrence? God did it for me. Can I get somebody to give a testimony what the Lord has done. Listen. Don't keep it to yourself. Don't keep this to yourself. Listen, tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. Amen. I don't know about you this morning. I can't see some things ahead of me, but God can see everything. God knows everything. He understands everything. Whatever you're going through, I believe it's only for a temporary season. Can I say it again? Whatever you're facing right now is only a temporary season. You keep pushing. You keep trusting God. You keep believing God. And God will do just what he said he will do. I want you to know today, hold on to the word of God. Hold on to the word of God. Hold on to the scriptures and hold on. If God give you a word, hold on to that word. Believe God and trust God. I keep on hearing my spirit realm. Somebody, you got to rise up. Rise up. Get up out of the ashes. Get up out of the dust and stuff from crying and stressing yourself up and give God praise. I heard it in my spirit realm. Get up out of the ashes. You worrying who with you, who for you, and who again. Listen, get up out of the ashes and give God thanks. Give God praise and give God glory. Somebody, I heard, I keep on hearing it. Lord, I thank you. Get up and praise God and give God glory. You can reach us right here, 772-221-1100. Pastor Lawrence McKenzie right here, 772-221-1100. Amen. Time go by so quickly. And amen. I missed this last week, but the Lord is good. Amen. The Lord is good and the Lord is mighty, endure forever. Now, listen to me carefully. Listen to me carefully. Listen to me carefully. I want you to know, listen, the Word Church, we're getting ready to go into our sixth anniversary. Amen. July the 12th. July the 12th is on a Saturday. The Word Church getting ready to go into our six years anniversary. July the 12th, amen, 2005, amen, right there at the hotel, 10120, amen, South Federal Highway, Port St. Lucie, amen. Our preacher's coming all the way, yeah, amen, from South Carolina, amen. And we're going to bring him in the studio, amen. But I want somebody to know today, listen, there's summertime I want to throw in the towel. I'm going to be honest with you. Summertime I want to give up. But when God calls you, you can't turn. Don't turn back. You just keep on moving on because he ain't but you. It's about God. Somebody under the sound of my voice today, listen, God don't want you to turn back. God wants you to keep on moving forward. Don't you dare turn back. Listen, don't be discouraged. Amen, amen, amen. Hello, caller, you're on the line.
Good day. I'm just calling for prayers, you know, for my family. You know, a lot going on right now.
Amen. I know this voice. Amen. I just talked with you last night. I believe this voice. I know this voice. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, I thank you for what you have done for him already. God, I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you glory, Father, oh God. Father, I thank you for what you've done for him. Father, I pray for his family, God. He said there's a lot going on right now with his family. God, Father, you ordained the family, God. Before there was the ministry, God, there was the family. Father, I pray for his family right now. I pray, God, that you cover his family. I pray, God, whatever is crooked, I pray that you would make it straight. Father, I pray for his family right now, Father. Oh, God, Father, bless him, bless his hands, and bless his family in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you, caller. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. I tell you, time go by so quickly. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Time go by so quickly. Amen. We got a few more minutes, and we'll be off the air. Amen. I tell you, this program, if you want to support this program, listen, I'm telling you, you can call the station right here, 772-221-1100, amen, and you can just give them, amen, whatever need to be done, amen, or you can call us, 662-655-9327, or if you have a testimony, amen, you can call the station, or you can call us, somebody under the sound of my voice right now, listen to me carefully, it's not over until God says it's over. It's not over until God says it's over. Don't let the enemy tell you it's over. Don't let the enemy tell you God's not hearing your prayer. Don't let the enemy tell you that God is not even concerned about your life. Listen to me. That is a lie from the pits of hell. If the Lord said it, it shall come to pass. Just be obedient and follow God's direction. Somebody been shouting right there and giving God praise. I need somebody right now before we come off this line right now. If you want to text us by Facebook, amen, you can go to the Word Church, amen, post to Lucy Facebook, amen, and send us a text. Or you can call us right here, amen, 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. The Lord is great and his mercies endure forever. Amen. Amen. Somebody under the sound of my voice right now. Oh my God. Somebody been shouting hallelujah. Somebody been praising God. I don't know about you, but I thank God that he saved me. Amen. I was going to find myself going on the way. Amen. To the pits of hell. Amen. I remember that dream and God, amen, stepped right in and saved me. I don't know about you, but I thank God that he saved my life. I thank God that he saved me. Somebody ought to have been thanking God right now. Amen. For saving you, for saving your marriage, amen, for saving your ministry, for saving whatever it is, you've been thanking God. Lord, I thank you, oh God, for saving God, what you did, amen, amen. Well, time go by so quickly, we're going to be out here right away, but just remember, if you're looking for a church, amen, you can visit us, amen, the Word Church, 10120 South Federal Highway, Port St. Lucie, Florida. Amen. We start at 11 a.m. Amen. We believe in God, and God is doing some great things. And then don't forget, we are celebrating our 6th year anniversary in ministry. Amen. Right there at the Word Church. Amen. 10120 South Federal Highway. Amen. Right in Port St. Lucie. God is good. Amen. I want to thank my producer. Amen. Pastor Dave. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you and your family. God bless this radio station, management, and staff. But before we go out, amen, we got some folks here with us, amen, for the first time in the radio station from the Word Church. We give God thanks and praise, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Elaine. God bless you, amen. My wife right next to me, amen. Thank you. God bless you, amen. My family, amen. Brother Steve, amen, outside, amen, doing his thing down there, amen. God bless you. I want to thank the Word Church family, amen. God bless you guys tremendously. We love you. I want to thank the followers, amen, on Facebook. God bless you. We want to thank families and friends. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. But Pastor Dave, I really thank God. God is good. Amen. I thank God. God is good. I remember when we first started, sometime I want to give up. I really want to give up on the radio program, Pastor Dave. I know it's the plan of the enemy, but amen. We keep pushing. People keep on giving the word of encouragement. Amen. We don't get paid for this. Amen. Amen. We don't get paid for this. We just give God thanks and praise. Amen. Amen. It's just about giving God. Listen, whatever God tells you to do, God will provide for it. I feel that up in there. If God give you a vision, if God give you a plan, whatever it is, God will provide, because it's not your vision, it's not your, it's God's own. God will never, ever, ever bring you to shame. He will never, ever let you down. Somebody will be shouting right there, give God praise. God will provide, amen, he will provide, he will provide, amen. Come on, my sister, let him see you, amen. You don't be on very much. Come on, let him see you. Amen. Say hello. Amen. Say hello. Amen. Amen. I'm trying to raise you. Amen. That's all right, Pastor Dave. Amen. What you want to say?
I just want to say, just keep on praying for us and keep on encouraging Pastor Lawrence, because he needs the encouragement. And just thank you all for listening. And just have a good day in amen. The Lord.
Amen, amen. God bless you, amen. God bless you. God bless you. I got Sister Major in here too, amen. Sister Major, come on. We're getting ready now to go do evangelism, Pastor Dave. We're going to do evangelism on the street with the Word Church family. Say hello quickly, please.
Hello, everyone.
Amen.
It's nice being on the studio.
Joshua fix that, amen.
And God bless you all.
Amen.
God has wonderful peace for you.
Amen.
God bless you. Love you all.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Boy, I tell you, Pastor Dave, we're getting ready to head out here right now. No time soon go. We're getting ready to go on the street, Pastor Dave. Amen. To do evangelism. That's what it's all about, from the radio station to do evangelism. Amen. So we ain't playing this thing. Listen, it's all about God. Amen. We want to see souls come to Christ. We want to see people get healed. We want people to get delivered and set free. And that's what we, listen, we are serious about the work of God. We are serious about the work of God. Let's, can I say it again? We are committed and dedicated for the work of the Lord. Amen, amen. And we listen, we want you to do the same thing. Be serious and committed to the work of the Lord. Ah, boy, I tell you, time go by so quickly. I got to get one more call, amen. If not, amen, let's just pray. Father, we give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory, God. Father, we thank you, Lord, already, God, for what you have done and what you have continued to do. I thank you, Lord, for all you have done. God, you're so grateful. God, you're so sweet. You're so loving. You're so caring. Father, I thank you, Lord, as we're about to leave, God, the studio, but not your presence. God, we bless you, Lord. We honor you. Oh, God, Father, we thank you, Lord. I pray, God, as your word goes forth today, as the message and the press go forth today, God, I pray, God, you get all the glory, God. I pray, God, but the people, God, receive it. Father, I thank you, Lord, for those who call and those who ain't called. I thank you, Lord, for those who listen, God. We thank you, God. We ask your blessings, God, up on this program, up on the radio station, all the programs, Father, in this radio station. Father, I pray that you will send more programs, God, to this radio station. Lord, we thank you for the work they're doing, God. Lord, we ask your blessing, Father. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for my family and the Word Church family, the producer, Brother Steve, out there. We thank you, God, for all those who support this program and this station, our church. We just thank you for them. Lord, we give you thanks and praise. Thank you for my wife, and thank you for my children, God. We thank you. In your name we pray, in Jesus' mighty name. Until we meet again next week, by the grace of God, I'm Pastor Lawrence McKenzie for the program Spread and Truth from the Way Church right here in Port St. Lucie. You can call me 662-655-9327. God bless you. Thank you for listening to us today. If you want to contact me, you can contact me at 662-655-9327. 9327, The Word Church. We are located 10120 South Flagler Highway, Port St. Lucie. Well, until we meet again, I'm Pastor Lawrence McKenzie. God bless you. Have a blessed day.
If we're going to tackle any subject in Scripture, which we do, we regularly tackle one subject after another, we're not going to do it using our 10 favorite verses. We're not going to go to the internet and say 10 verses on and study that. We're going to dig until we find them all.
This is Sam Chess from Grace Emmanuel Church inviting you to join us for